So again, the question is, Elokai Neshamash Natata Bi, Terahi implies that there's something separate than me, than I am not just a soul, because the soul is being placed within me. So Reuven Laman explains that the soul, its light has come down below, and the light of wisdom of a man is rooted in the light of the soul, which is connected to above. But the wisdom of below is connected to this world. He is the one speaking of the higher soul, which is placed in me. That's what he says, which is Kabbalah. But in other words, I'm trying to decipher that, we are greater than our neshama. The neshama is just an aspect of the soul. But the Kabbalah teaches that there are five parts of the soul. The neshama is this worldly aspect of the soul, which enters into the greater soul of a person when he wakes up in the morning. So we are more than our neshama, because our neshama is only one part of the five-part thing, which is our essence, and that's what we are. And that's what comes into me when I wake up in the morning. Make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Tov, the Avodah Tamid writes, from the soul which is within us, we can understand about God. Just as no part of the body is devoid of the soul, yet it is hidden, so too is God ever-present, yet hidden. In other words, there's a Gemara which talks about how our soul... Gemara in Brachas talks about how our soul and God are very similar concepts. And again, this is no part of the body has no soul, and yet the soul is hidden. So too God is in everything, but he is hidden. I thought that was a cool idea.
That sounds like Rabbanian.
Very, very Rabbanian-esque. The Nishmat Achayim of Etz Yosef writes that there are seven features of the soul which are alluded to in this bracha, in this tefillah. Tehorahi. The pure soul is a spiritual entity, comparable in many ways to Hashem. As Chazal teach us, just as Hashem is pure, so too is the soul pure. Brachot daf yud amud aleph, like we just said. Two, atah beratah, you create... Say that again.
Tehorahi,
it's pure, just like Hashem is pure, and the soul is very similar to a completely spiritual entity, just like Hashem. Okay, that's Alakai Neshama Teorahi. Ata Virata, you created it. When did you create the soul? During the 6 days of creation. Ata Virata, Bara, you created it. We go on. Ata Yitzarta, you formed it. When did God form it? When he created man in the image of God. So first God created this soul, and then he created man specifically. That's Yitzarta. Ata nefachta, you breathed the soul into man, right? When the baby was breathed into the mother's embryo, you breathed the soul into life. And we see in the Torah, it talks about how God breathed the soul into Adam. Okay? Ve'ata meshamra bekirbi, and you guard it within me. After we are released into the world, the soul needs guarding so that it doesn't go back into heaven, right? Because our soul kind of naturally wants to flutter back to the sky. So God guards our soul so that it doesn't go back to Shamayim. Ata mishamra bekirbi. Ve'ata etid litlami me'eni, and you are destined to take it from me. Ve'ata etid litlami me'eni, and you are destined to return it from me. Next time we'll go through the words inside and we'll review all these concepts. Yeah.
You're destined to what?
To take it from me. You're going to take my soul from me eventually. Okay? When we pass away, our bodies go on, but our souls live on, even though our bodies go away. As we say, and he was no more, for God took him. Talking about Chanuch. The idea is that our soul lives on, but our body will stay. I mean, the opposite. The body will die, but the soul goes on. What does that mean? In the end of days, God's going to return our soul back to us. In time of Tchiyat Metim, God will bring the souls back to the bodies. Okay, so many deep spiritual ideas are embedded in this beautiful tefillah of Elokai Neshama, purity of the soul, God's creation of the soul, God's breathing a soul into us, right? And God's continuing to guard over our soul, and God will eventually bring our soul back into us. And what you can do before you say this Elokai Neshama every day is you can just imagine Hashem breathing your soul into you. And you say the words Elokai Neshama.
I do my best.
That's what Hashem. It's a cool idea. Alright. Yeah, we'll continue next time. We'll review it in the Siddur and we'll do a couple more shortsers in Elokai Neshama.
Shkayach.